People in Yazoo County, Mississippi, have been watching the levees in their area. County Supervisor Van Foster says if you pay a visit to one, you may encounter an awesome sight.
When you get over to the west side of town and get up on the levee and look to the west, a lot of areas look like a small ocean. It's just water for days.
There's water like this because the county lies along the Yazoo River. It's a tributary of the Mississippi River, but at times like this, amid near-record spring floods, the Mississippi briefly becomes a tributary of the Yazoo.
The Yazoo River flows into the Mississippi River, and when the Mississippi River reaches its flood stage at Vicksburg, Mississippi, it backs up into the Yazoo River, and if the Yazoo River fails to run the southern direction, it backs up. And we've had massive evacuations over in the Delta and just enormous crop losses. You know, the corn is up like 18 to 24 inches in height, and I was in some places yesterday where the corn at 24 inches is already underwater.
And floodwaters are not expected to peak for another week.
John Michael Pillow is a farmer in Yazoo City. His farm has so far escaped flooding because it's protected by levees. But the rising waters will likely spill over those levees in the next few days and could destroy the almost 3,000 acres of his corn on his land.
It's surreal. It's hard to believe because for the last 2 weeks we've had just bluebird skies, just gorgeous weather. Even on my farm, I mean, I'm standing here and it's bone dry. And, you know, I've seen these inundation maps that people have created for me. It's just hard to believe that, you know, water will be where it's going to get to.
Now, Yazoo County has bounced back from disasters before, including massive tornadoes that have ripped the area in recent years.
A flood like this is a different kind of disaster. People have had time to prepare, but, of course, that also means they must wait to find out what happens.
It's going to be awful. This is going to be just a tragedy and people losing their homes, but most of the potential flood victims have said, you know, we're so thankful that we've had 2 weeks to prepare. We've had time to move our stuff, to build levees, to move equipment, to take care of people that need to be taken care of, and I think that's kind of the feeling now.
That's John Michael Pillow from his farm in Yazoo City, Mississippi.